Bill. Tax refund? That figure's wrong address.
Hey, Harriet.
Tough day.
Yeah, I finally caught up with that computer thief. He's been using his boss's name to order extra equipment.
Well, at least you finally caught him. Oh, by the way, how's that new assistant working out?
Not so good. He's a computer thief.
I heard someone come in. I thought it might be my date.
Date? Well,
come on in. Sit down and tell us about it.
So, who's your date?
Fletcher Thomas.
Ooh, he's handsome.
Honey, he is a major hunk. He's taking me out to dinner, and then we're going dancing.
Oh. And after that?
Well, now there may not be any after that. When men mumble with mama, they drop like flies.
Oh, please, don't mention it to Carl. Every time I get interested in a man, Carl has a hizzy fit.
Hello, Estelle. You look absolutely beautiful.
Fletcher, if you're trying to sweet-talk me, good start.
A rose for a rose.
Oh. Don't wait up, honey.
Gotta study.
Yep.
School dance next week. Good night.
School dance?
Yeah, Sadie Hawkins Day. Girls ask boys. I'm gonna ask Grant Hudson.
Have I met him?
No. But picture a Greek god with his own moped.
Well, just make sure Mr. Apollo has you home before 11.
11? When are you gonna realize I'm becoming a mature woman?
When you can get through breakfast without spitting Cheerios at your sister? Hey, is that new nightgown I bought you?
Yes.
Let me see your model. Oh.
I'm sorry. It was just the shock of seeing Laura and her unmentionables. Oops, I mentioned them.
Mom, Richard put Silly Glue on the toilet seat again.
Well, just bring him on down here.
I can't.
Laura, I realize money is scarce these days, but why in tarnation doesn't someone buy that woman some shoes?
Steve, what do you want?
Only to serve you, m'lady. Let's sit you down upon the couch, doo-dah, doo-dah. Pop some grapes into your mouth, oh, the doo-dah-day. Now you're in your place, I can finger face.
What do you want?
Oh, I thought you might like to ask me to the Sadie Hawkins Day dance.
Steve, listen.
I was gonna wait for you to call. Then I realized that would be like waiting for Dan Quayle to appear on Jeopardy.
I was gonna ask Greg Hudson to the dance.
Greg Hudson? Smart, good-looking, rich guy? But why?
Well, because I sort of like him a little. Actually, a lot. Actually, a whole lot.
Oh. Oh, well, I see. Well, I really hope you and Greg have a good time. Tell you what, you go ahead and ask Greg Teeth or Little Cricket Hudson. But if he turned you down, a decision which could only be the result of inbreeding, I'll be there waiting with the old horse trailer. Deal?
Deal.
Hey, what you gonna do, Willie? I'ma trash Urkel's locker.
Why you gonna do that, Willie?
Cause it's Tuesday.
Again? Me, potato face.
Potato face. Now there's a real mastery of the English language. Fellow students, I implore you, isn't there one of you with the guts to come forth and testify against this ruffian? Sheep. You're all sheep.
Greg?
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi.
Enough with the small talk. Would you like to go with me to the Sadie Hawkins Day dance?
I can't, Laura. I mean,
no,
I'd like to, but
no, you don't have to explain. I understand.
No. Wait, you don't understand.
Good grief, man. Have you just taken leave of your senses? You were just asked out by the most wonderful woman in the world.
Did you keep your voice down? I'd like to go with Laura, but Willie won't let me.
Buffner? The locker looter?
Yeah. He told Laura he wanted her to ask him to the dance. She said no.
That's my feisty filly.
Yeah. Well, Willie's getting back at her. He put out word that any guy who goes to the dance with Laura will end up breathing through his ears.
So he wants her to go to the dance alone?
Worse. He wants her to go with you.
Why, that swine. We'll just see about that. Buffner, I have heard of some low things in my time, but forcing Laura to go to the dance with me? Well, that's just plain despicable.
Thank you.
Sir, not only have you harassed and insulted me, but you have sullied the reputation of my lady love. I demand satisfaction.
He hit me with a mitten.
Be careful, he got another one.
Urkel, you are dead meat.
Hold me back!
Oh, my God! 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 Oh a little trip out of the principal's office.
No, sir. I only wish to get this Philistine the pummeling he deserves.
What did he call me?
Philip somebody.
Let him get him. He's mine.
So I take it this is a fight you both want to finish.
Yeah.
I want you. I want you.
Noon. Saturday. Silver's gym. In the ring. With proper supervision.
I'll be there, Coach, but I got $10 says that Urkel won't show.
Oh, I'll be there all right, Buffner. With bells on.
Hey, you really think you wear bells?
Gee, Carl, thanks for helping me hone my pugilistic skills. I'm so fast, I'm so pretty. I'm a lean miracle machine.
Steve, are you sure you want to go through with this?
I have to. Laura's honor has been impugned by that pugnacious pile of putrid pond poop.
All right, climb into the ring. Let's see how much you have to learn. Well, okay, show me your fighting stance.
How's this?
Great, if you're fighting the Easter Bunny. All right, now, show me your fighting style. Steve!
Huh?
That's not a fighting style. That's a plea for help.
Hey, teach me, Carl.
All right, I'll try. But, Steve, I strongly suggest that you consider a different strategy. Instead of trying to hit your opponent, run from him.
Ah, sort of like an Urkel shuffle.
Right.
I'll work on that, but could you show me a few punches anyway?
Okay. Now, Steve, a boxer's most important punch is the jab. It's a quick, straight blow to your opponent's face. Now, let's see your jab. Fine. Just next time, wait till I'm ready.
Well, sorry, big guy.
Mm-hmm. Now, another good punch is the left hook. The arm travels in a circular motion, hopefully connecting with your opponent's chin. And it's a real good punch to have, especially if the other guy's just using his jab.
Sorry, reflex.
Another good punch to have is the right cross. It's a power move. A knock-you-out punch. Now, when you see an opening, your right hand comes across your left hand with all your weight behind it, like this. Now, you don't want to overuse your right cross. You want to save that for the perfect moment. Most of the time, you'll be relying on your left hook and your jab. That's enough for the day, Steve.
Estelle, when we finished that mumbo and everybody applauded, I was so proud, I thought I'd bust a gut.
Be honest, Fletcher. They applauded because you split your pants. Oh, Fletcher, I had a wonderful time.
Me too. Good night.
Good night.
Hi.
I'm Carl Winslow. Who the hell are you?
I'm Fletcher Thomas. You must be Estelle's son. She told me awful lot about you.
Oh, really? That's funny. She hasn't mentioned a thing about you. By the way, I'm a cop.
That's nice. Well, good night again, Estelle.
Good night, Fletcher. And thanks again for a wonderful, lovely evening.
The pleasure was all mine.
Pleasure? What pleasure?
Don't start with me, Carl.
Mama, you were kissing that man.
So?
Well, you're my mother. Moms aren't supposed to do that stuff.
If mothers didn't do that stuff, you wouldn't be here.
But... I think I'm getting a headache.
Carl, honey. Fletcher's a good man. He enjoys my company, and I enjoy his.
That's good, Mama, really good. I'm happy for you.
Bless you, your sweetheart.
Fletcher Thomas. You sure that's his real name? I'll run a make on him.
Hello.
Hello, Greg.
You okay?
No. It really bugs me that Steve is the only guy with enough guts to stand up to Willie.
Yeah. Here we go.
Did Steve like the role we made him?
Oh, yes, he was really touched. After the fight, he wants to be buried in it.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we got here is a three-round grudge match. In this corner, weighing in at 142 pounds, Hurricane Willie Fuffner! And in this corner, at 97 pounds, soaking wet, Steve, the Iron Man, Urkel! All right, gentlemen, you hear the bell. You come to the center of the ring. You touch gloves. You commence fighting.
See, he lasted longer than I thought.
One, two,
Steve. Steve!
Hurry me up, Carl. I'm busy.
Listen, stay away from him. Try the Urkel shuffle.
Right.
I think we should throw in the towel.
No way, Carl. If I can just hit him once with all my might, why, I'll drop him like a bad habit.
Come on, fight!
Uh-oh. World doesn't deserve such riches.
Steve, stop getting back up. Stay down.
Don't worry, my little. We'll talk later.
Yeah. One. Steve, stay down.
Stay down.
What'd you say?
She said, stay down.
All right, Buckner. Quit stalling. Where are you? Huh? I'll take that. And a little of that, too.
Hold it! Willie, I'm tired of you pushing us around. If Urkel can stand up to you, so can I. So after you finish him, you're gonna have to fight me.
After?
And then me.
And then me.
Come on, I can take you all on.
What you gonna do now, Willie?
Run.
too, Willie.
Ladies and gentlemen, fight's on.
Steve, are you okay?
I seem to be all right. I don't seem to be hallucinating or experiencing any other signs of a concussion.
Hey, Laura, if you still want me to go to the dance with you, I'd like to.
Thanks, Greg, but I've decided to go with my champion. Steve, will you go with me to the Sadie Hawkins Day dance?
Oh, no. I was wrong. I am hallucinating.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner by a principal, Steve Iron Man Urkel!